What up, what up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. We got a wide receiver start and sit video. We're quick hitting it today. One reminder, though, go join the crew at 420crew.com so you can get one-on-one advice from me and so you can get into some leagues with me and with the 420 crew. The next leagues that are going to be drafting are for the NFL playoffs. We draft the first week of January and then get ready. That's a three-week league. And then after those leagues are over, we're literally going to start dynasty drafts. So you want to be in the loop, get over there, 420crew.com. First game on the slate here, we got the Niners taking on the Rams. The Niners, 2.5 point favorite. Rams, they've been great at giving up points to the wide receivers. I'm going to start Jennings. I'm not banking on Debo or anybody else in the playoffs. Like, they could do good, and that's fine. We got to be smart. And so I'm not playing Debo unless, like, I have, like, really shitty options besides him. But he's been a shitty option as well. Sorry, Debo. And the 49ers, they've been one of the best at the entire season at shutting down the wide receivers. That being said, we are riding or dying with Kupp and Puka. It really just depends on who you have, if you could even sit those guys. You play in the 8-man league, yeah, you might have a bunch of options. But if you play in a 12-man league, unless you have some crazy options to play instead of those guys, we're locking and loading. We're hoping that it lives up to the 49 over-under and just gets somewhere around there, because that means both guys will be putting in the work. And check out the strength of schedule. 49ers, they got the 9th strength of schedule moving forward. Positive matchups. The Rams, 31st in the strength of schedule. So they got some tough matchups ahead in the playoffs. Pay attention to that for all the other games. The first Sunday game to talk about is going to be the Saints versus the Commando. Commando's 7.5 point favorite. 43 is the over-under. Both teams have been really good and above average at giving up points to the wide receivers. We don't know if Derek Carr is going to play in this game. I'm not deploying any of the wide receivers if Derek Carr is not playing. And even if he was playing, it's really MVS or bust. That's about it. And I feel like if it's not Derek Carr, MVS could still get a lucky touchdown. I'm just not going to chance it if Carr's not there. On the other side of things, Noah Brown is not going to play. So just throwing that out there. Hopefully you weren't depending on him in your playoffs. I will start Terry McLaurin with a whole bunch of confidence. And one other thing, they said Marshawn Lattimore should be practicing in full this week. So he might be making his Commandos debut, which would make it a lot worse for the Saints. So pay attention to that. Make sure you follow along throughout the week. Next game, we got the Browns versus the Chiefs. 45 is the over-under. Chiefs are the 4-point favorite. Both teams giving up a bunch of points to the wide receivers, especially over the last 5 weeks. For the Browns, they say Tillman should be practicing today. On pace to play. He plays, I'm playing him. Jerry Jeudy, I'm playing him. Elijah Moore, I got to be desperate. I really don't want to. Browns have been a great matchup for the wide receivers, so I will play DeAndre Hopkins. Let's lock and load him. Nobody else, though. Next game is the Titans versus the Bengals. Bengals a 5-point favorite. 47 is the over-under. Bengals have been a great matchup for the wide receivers. Ridley, flex play to me, but I will say start him. Nick Westbrook Ekine. I know a lot of people cut him and just got rid of him. He's a start for me this week. He is like a dart throw flex guy, but I am still going to say I feel confident in him being like one of those dart throw flex guys. When you're debating against those last 3 or 4 guys for your flex, he's one of those guys I would be debating. Let's remember, he was like this close to getting a touchdown. He gets that touchdown, we're not all going to be hating on him. And that was like the difference in one play of the game. He had the shot. He didn't take advantage of it. He didn't pull the B-Rabbit out of there. He didn't take advantage. Tennessee, look for the season. They've given up the least amount of points, PPR-wise, to wide receivers on a points-per-game basis. Third in EPA for the entire season. But 10th in EPA over the last 5 weeks because L'Jarius Sneed has not been there. So they've been giving up more points in the last 5 weeks than any other time throughout the season. So we are starting Ja'Marr Chase and I'm starting Higgins. We're doing it. I know that he does. Last week, we're going to get a lot of points scored in this game and the ball is going to be flying around. I know both teams give up points to the running back, but that just means it's going to open up lanes for these wide receivers. Next game, we got Houston versus Miami. Texans are a 3-point favorite. 47 is the over-under. Dolphins kind of in the same boat as the Titans, where they've been giving up a lot more points recently than throughout the entire season. I'm starting Nico. Very nervous about Tank Dell. Tank Dell's like a dart throw flex guy to me. I'm going to say sit him, but he would be amongst the Nick Westbrook-y kinds for me. And amongst those guys who you might be wanting to get in there? I'm going to lean on no. Houston, they've been giving up a bunch of points to the wide receivers. I know they have Stingley over there, and he's a beast. Besides him, they're giving up points, and we're going to deploy Hill. We're going to deploy Waddle. Let's do it. Next game, we got the Giants versus the Ravens. Ravens, a 15-point favorite, 43 is the over-under. Ravens for the season, giving up a bunch of points to the wide receivers. But you look at the last 5 weeks, they've been giving up way less points than they were before. It's going to be Drew Lock. I really don't want to start Neighbors, but he's like a wide receiver too to me, and I will start him. On the other side of things, though, with the Ravens, I don't want to start Flowers. I want to leave him on the bench. I get a little bit nervous because the Giants are so bad against the run. What if Derrick Henry just runs all over them? We've seen things like this happen before, and then Flowers just gets completely taken out of the game because they don't need him. I'm nervous about it, and I don't want to put my team's playoff run on the line for Flowers, so we're sitting him. Nobody else worth playing either. Next game, divisional matchup between the Jags and the Jets. Oh, yeah, those goddamn Jets. Jets are a 3.5-point favorite. 40.5 is the over-under. This game is going to be ugly. Jets over the last 5 weeks, they've been giving up a bunch of points to the wide receivers. I'm going to say start Brian Thomas Jr. He's really the only one worth starting, and they force feed him over there. Jacksonville, they've been a great matchup for the entire season, but over the last 5 weeks, they've been giving up less points to the wide receivers than the Jets. But I'm going to say start Davante Adams, and I am going to say start Garrett Wilson. We got to fire him up.
All right, all right, all right. Fire him up!
Next game on the slate, we got the Panthers versus the Cowboys. Panthers, a 3-point favorite. What world are we living in? 43 is the over-under. Cowboys giving up a bunch of points to the wide receivers. We're starting Adam Thielen. Let's go. On the flip side of things, Carolina not been giving up so much points to the wide receivers. One thing that we got to pay attention to is J.C. Horn. If he doesn't play, it's a way more of a smash matchup for CD. If he does play, that could make CD not be a top guy this week. We're still going to start him, but if J.C. Horn plays, CD to me is more of a wide receiver two, maybe even a flex guy versus this wide receiver one that we think of him as. And I don't want to start anybody else on either one of the teams, not in the playoffs. Next game, we got the Chargers versus the Bucks. Chargers a 3-point favorite. 45.5 is the over-under. Tampa giving up a decent amount of points to the wide receivers, but over the last 5 weeks, a little bit stingier than throughout the whole season. Ladd McConkey plays, I'm going to play him. If Ladd doesn't play, Quentin Johnston is more of like a wide receiver two flex guy versus a dart throw flex guy, what I consider him when Ladd is playing. But I'm super nervous about Quentin Johnston. He's always eating popcorn before he goes out there and plays. Chargers, middle of the road matchup for the wide receivers, but more of a positive matchup over the last 5 weeks. We're going to start Mike Evans. And I really do not want to.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I really don't want to start any of the other guys on Tampa, but it's like, man, McMillan. McMillan's like a dart throw flex guy amongst the Nick Westbrook-y kinds and all those guys who I would be considering getting him in there. And because I think that this game hits the over and there's going to be a bunch of points scored, I'm going to say that he'd be one of those dart throw flex guys that I would say start. Next game, Broncos versus the Colts. Broncos, a 4-point favorite. 44.5 is the over-under. Colts have been really stingy against the wide receivers over the last 5 weeks. I'm going to start Cortland Sutton, but I don't want to start anybody else because of how stingy they've been. Broncos have been the opposite for the longest time. They were shutting everybody down, but now over the last couple weeks, they've been giving up a bunch of points to the wide receivers. So I will start Michael Pittman, but man, I'm too nervous to start Josh Downs or Alec Pierce. Both of those guys would be dart throw flexes for me amongst the Nick Westbrook-y kinds and all those guys. I'm going to say sit them, but I'm very aware that they are going to be in that group of wide receivers that people are going to pick up and potentially play. I'm saying sit them unless you really need a YOLO play because you got nobody. Okay, next game, Cardinals versus the Patriots. Cardinals a 5.5-point favorite. 46 is the over-under. Patriots have been a positive matchup for the wide receivers. I don't want to play Marvin Harrison Jr. in this game. Michael Wilson would be the guy. I just really feel like the Patriots' mentality is to take out their number one option as much as possible. And you know that Christian Gonzalez, it wants that smoke. He wants to cover Marvin Harrison. And I think because of that, not going to start Marvin Harrison Jr., but I will start Michael Wilson because so much pressure is going to be on Marvin Harrison Jr. and on James Conner and on McBride. I feel like this might be one of those sneaky ass Michael Wilson games, and he's going to be a wide receiver too for me, but I will say that's the guy that I want to start in this game. Next game on the docket, we got the Lions and the Bills, 54.5 over under. I think that's the highest on the year. Lions are a 2.5-point favorite. Bills, over the last handful of weeks, they've been giving up some points to the wide receivers. We like it for our Amon-Ra. Let's lock and load Amon-Ra. Let's get Jameson out there as well. I'm so nervous about Tim Patrick. That's so fluky that I don't want to start him. Tim Patrick would be amongst those dart throw flex guys. I'm going to say sit him, but he should be picked up. Lions, for the whole season, they've been great at giving up points to the wide receivers, but over the last 5 weeks, not so much. They've been a little bit more stingy. The only one that I'll play here is Shakira. I feel so nervous about Cooper. He'll be more of like a flex guy to me. I'm leaning on sitting him. Feel like he's the guy who's going to get the most looks and everything by the defense and probably like scheming around him. Then just leaves other guys like Shakira a little bit more open. Next game, Eagles versus the Steelers. Whoo, this one, it could be very, very ugly for the wide receivers. 42.5 over under. Philly's a 5-point favorite. Eagles have actually been like the best at defending the wide receivers and giving up like no points. George Pickens, they already said, is doubtful. I don't want to play anybody else. So we're not playing any Steelers this week. I don't want to play the running backs. I don't want to play the wide receivers. It's going to be ugly. For the Eagles, man, it's such a tough matchup. AJ Brown and Devonta Smith, I would have to downgrade them. Devonta Smith more to like a flex guy. AJ Brown to like a wide receiver too. He's very nervous in general. I'm going to say start them both because there should be enough to go around. It's like it's those two and Saquon, but I'm also very nervous. So it depends on your options. In a more shallow league, I might be looking to sit a Devonta Smith. I feel like we got to ride or die with AJ. Sunday night football matchup between the Seahawks and the Packers. Packers a 3-point favorite, 46 the over under. Neither team is that great to deploy your wide receivers against. I'm going to play JSN. If Jair Alexander doesn't play, I will play DK. But if Jair Alexander plays, that's going to make me lower DK. Teams are just scheming him out, and it's been ugly. It really has been. For the Packers, they say Romeo Dubs is going to practice in full today, so he should be back. I would say play Dubs and Reed. I'm still nervous about Watson. I really am. He's like a dart throw flex guy to me. And I will say start him, but that's what he is. He's a dart throw flex guy to me. We got two Monday Night Football games this week. The first one is the Vikings versus the Bears. Vikings a 7-point favorite. 43 is the over-under. Chicago, for the entire season, they've been shutting down the wide receivers over the last 5 weeks. They've been a little bit more susceptible to giving up points to the wide receivers. I'm starting Jefferson. I'm starting Addison. We got to do it. Those are guys we got to ride or die with. And then the Vikings, they've actually been a really good matchup for the wide receivers. So I'm going to say start DJ. I want to score more. Start Adunze. And Keenan Allen's a dart throw flex guy, but I say start Keenan Allen in this game as well. If they were amongst the elements, I'd be a little bit more nervous. They're going to be in a dome in Minnesota. No elements. Fire them up.
All right. Fire them up.
And the last game is another Monday Night Football game between the Raiders and the Falcons. Falcons a 4-point favorite. 44 is the over-under. Falcons have been like the best team to deploy your wide receivers against. I'm going to say start Jacoby Myers. The news on Aiden O'Connell is they need to see how practice goes for him this week. So there is a chance that he could get out there and play this week.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah! I think the Falcons have just been so bad against the wide receivers. Even if it's Desmond Ridder, I'm still going to roll Jacoby Myers out there. Now the Raiders, for the season, they've been pretty good at defending the wide receivers, but in the last 5 weeks, they've been giving up a bunch of points. starting London, I'm starting Mooney, and I would even start Ray McLeod as one of my dart throw flex guys. Oh, yeah. Let's get it. Whew. Made it to the end. The wide receiver starts and sits every game broken down around a minute per on average, maybe a little bit more. Let me know what you guys think of the quick hitting videos. Let me know what you think of the stats and the strength, the schedule moving forward, all that stuff. Appreciate you guys. Go to 420crew.com and go get signed up. Join the community so you can stay in the loop of the leagues that are starting. Get the one-on-one advice. If you're in the best ball tournament, you should be there so you get the updates on who is moving forward in the best ball playoffs starting this week. If you're in the top four teams of your division, you are in the best ball playoffs. Then moving forward, you got to be in the top 50% scoring teams to move on to the next week. 420crew.com. Go join the crew. And then we got NFL playoff leagues that I am hosting. They draft the first week of January. You do not want to miss out on these. They are going to be so, so much fun. So get over there one more time, 420crew.com. See you next video. Go check out the running back starts and sits as well if you didn't.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.